think once more for these meetings. I wish to say to you this time that I am well aware of your thoughts to me, but I want to say to you all once more a little about the awareness you have gained whilst we have had in this way so many times previously. Let me say this to you, my friends. There are so many of your helpers and your loved ones who would wish to help you in so many ways. I want to say to you that for many of you, the worst things that could happen to you would be to have your prayers answered. We have spoken of the pathway of the soul. I have told you that life's troubles and problems help you along this pathway.
Yes, you have.
And so it is. My dear friends, do not be dismayed when life's troubles burden you down. Remember, as your awareness and your knowledge grow, so too comes responsibility with it.
Yes, we do understand that.
I would say to you all that since we have come together, your awareness has grown so much that you should consider yourselves to be emissaries, to go forth and speak of the knowledge that you have gained. Do not be fearful of the response that you may receive. Fear is a negative energy. This I have told you. But if you wish your soul's growth to continue, accept the responsibility of your awareness and knowledge. So, why do I speak these words to you? Because I wish you to realize that your thoughts reach me, but I cannot always provide what you desire. It would be so easy to give you what you wish, but it would be a negative action. It would not help you. After all, why have you come to this earthly plane if it is not for your own soul's growth? Now, I think I will leave it there with you to ponder upon my words.
Thank you. Yes, we certainly shall. But we do understand what you mean. And at the same time, I think we all understand that by you not giving what we wish, even though it might be easy, you are setting us an example by accepting your own responsibilities.
Yes, that also is a factor in this, but it is one of less importance.
Quite, yes.
But it is important that you understand that if your thoughts, your feelings do reach us, but it is not always possible to fulfill your desires. Neither would it be good or acceptable to do so.
We quite see that. We understand the reason, even though we might not want those reasons. That is part of the growth we must experience.
Yes, you all will understand more as life progresses, because, my dear friends, all of you will become better, stronger human beings because of it. Life's troubles will bring you strength and growth. Even if you do not understand why, it is part of your life's journeys. I know I am repeating words, but I feel it is essential to do so, to remind you all that your life's journey should not be expected to be easy just because of the knowledge you have attained. If anything, it may be that at times life seems even more difficult. And that is where your responsibility comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
You understand.
Yes, I think so. Everybody understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Now, I know we have some questions this time. So, let us continue.
Yes, thank you. If I may start again. There's something which has puzzled me for a long time. We accept that the great Creator created the universe, not only this one but others, but we'll deal with this one, created the universe with love and for love, and that love exists throughout it. We've also been told that for every force, there is an equal and opposite counterforce. And if the great creator was responsible for the universe, then he also, I say he, but I know it's just energy, it's a convenience term, that's all. He must have been responsible also for the counterforce of evil. And that seems paradoxical, that he should create love and evil. Unless the creation of evil, which must be so as a counterforce to the force of love, was designed to test our free will within the parameters of evil. Now, would the Creator have been responsible for evil, or is evil a function of man's attitude to life?
Yes, my dear friend, I understand your question, and we come again to explanations of your understanding. Let me say this to you. Love and evil are human terms. Of course, the creative power is responsible for all things. This world and many throughout the cosmos. When you speak of love and evil as two separate things, in fact, you are quite wrong in that assumption, because you see, love and evil are of the one energy. Again, we come to this question of energies upon which we will speak in deeper context of it at a later stage. I know it is difficult for you to fully understand the meaning of energy, but let me continue. What is love if it is not creation itself? What is evil? You would term evil to be the opposite of love. It is in fact an aberration of what you term love. Are you following me so far?
Everybody following?
I will stop if you so desire me to do so.
No, please go on. We all understand so far.
Good. When you speak of love, you are humanizing the creative force, the creative energy, which is all of existence. When you speak of evil, you are trying to make the opposite of love in the same way you do despair against happiness, fear against trust, so many things.
Yes.
You follow?
Yes, we apply human terms to the intangibles and the indefinables.
Yes, exactly. And it is, in a way, mistaken identities to give to these energies. But it is something you need to try to explain to yourselves.
Yes, I'm sure I'm not the only one who has queried this in the past.
I fully understand and accept your query. But you must try to understand that it is one form of the creative energy.
And we have merely named it to suit our convenience or inconvenience in that case.
And for your own downfalls.
True.
Or should be created with love. It is you humanoids who have changed. It is your own fears, your own anger, your own greed, which has created this evil, as you call it.
Yes, I couldn't imagine that the Creator would in fact have developed such a source of energy as we imagine evil to be, as we know evil to be.
Evil is a creation of mankind.
I thought it must be. Thank you for that.
I find it difficult to put the words into your human language, but it is in fact love which has been malformed, if you like, by you peoples upon the earth plane.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, we do.
You do.
Because I could not, and I think my colleagues, had I spoken to them about it, could not understand that the Creator would have been responsible for the two things. It was ludicrous to assume it to be so.
There is only, let me explain a little more to you this time, there is only one creative energy, but in many forms. It is streamlined. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
It takes many shapes, but it is energy. We find in many ways, in all areas of the cosmos, you may say there are different energies. They are not. It all returns to one.
And all is love.
Energy. All comes together to form the whole in the same way as you, as spirit, will return to the one unit. Can you see the diversity of you all, but you return to the one energy?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, we do. Okay. And thank you for answering us. I noticed your term, humanoids. That bears out what you told us once before, that you had never lived upon our earth.
Hi, dear friends. Conglomerate of beings. As I have told you when first I came, when the time is right, there will be more explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I wasn't asking for an explanation just now, thank you. It merely confirmed what you had mentioned once before and we discussed after you had gone. And we thought it a privilege that you should be coming to teach us as you do. And to put up with these earthly conditions.
I know there are many questions within your minds, but we must have patience.
Yes, we must.
I know I tell you this often, but I will not say it is a fault with you. It is understandable. But your time span upon this earth plane is so short.
Mm-hmm.
In eternity. So I understand, but again I say to you, be patient and much will come.
Yes, we must ask your forgiveness if we seem impatient.
No, answered by many conditions, many factors in what I am able to bring you. After all, there are those amongst you who are quite new to this knowledge, and it is better that we go slowly and be sure that all fully understand.
I agree absolutely.
It would be simple to bring much and for you all to be confused. And we do not wish this.
No, we would rather not be more confused than we are. We do understand what you say to us, and we appreciate your consideration.
But I hope I have helped with your question, although for you it is a difficult one, so far as understanding goes.
You certainly have clarified it in my mind. I must say I hadn't looked upon it in the way in which you have put it to us, and probably my colleagues here would have been in the same thinking. We must have thought of the two were paradoxical, and it cleared a lot of doubts, I'm sure.
I think confusion comes when we use words like creator. It seems to imply that something is made. And energy has always been, always will be, and cannot alter to any great degree in the way that you may imagine.
No, that's another thing we can't quite understand, that it has always been, because our limited intelligences must apply a beginning to everything.
I have said it can be transmuted, it can be formed in many different ways, but not radically changed, as you may assume. So we are on difficult ground here. I do not think your understanding, even your sciences, your physicists, all of those peoples on your earthly plane who study such things cannot clarify these energies. And let me say, their numbers which they have discovered are minute compared to what exists.
Is that so? That's going to cause them some problems.
How else do you think we have our space travelers? They use energies unknown as yet to your earthly scientists.
Oh, yes, we quite understand that.
So you say their knowledge is limited as yet, but I will tell you that many discoveries even now are being looked into upon this earth. Knowledge is expanding, and much more awareness will be made known to all of you on this earth as to what has been discovered.
And is that knowledge I knew your, how should I say, authorities from your realms can limit our knowledge according to our spiritual development. And is the understanding of other energies going to be limited until such time as mankind's spiritual development is such that it can be allowed to use that other knowledge?
There are those who are influencing for the good all around your world. People in power are being influenced, of course. Too often in your past history has knowledge been abused.
Yes.
No one fully understands this. We do not wish that these things continue to happen. Again, we come in to interference of free will. We can influence, but we cannot stop the actions once the knowledge has been accepted. You know and understand this.
Yes, we do.
But there have been many of us who have gathered together to prevent the disasters which have been happening upon your earth. We cannot allow it to continue.
Well, that's comforting to know.
So there are many from our side of life who are working, who are instructing, who are influencing for the good. Because, as I have previously told you, there have been civilizations upon your earth who destroyed themselves. They had the knowledge, but they destroyed what they had.
Yes, we come again to the difference between knowledge and wisdom. I have said many to many people over the years, well, wisdom is, knowledge is one thing, but wisdom is the ability to use that knowledge properly.
I would agree with those words. Knowledge does not always mean good. Knowledge, like energy, can be abused.
Well, it has been, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, mankind has a long history, not only of abusing knowledge, energy, but even in these days of your so-called enlightenment, is now abusing himself.
Yes.
We cannot allow it to continue.
Good.
I think you will, even now, have noticed that there is an upsurge, I believe that is the term, of spirituality throughout your world.
Yes, you're right.
It is beginning to happen, and it will continue.
Good. Well, we're certainly very, very pleased to know that. And we have been, we are aware of it happening. Again, we have to exercise our patience. course, for all of us here and many others like us have similar thoughts, want it to happen, and of course we want it to happen quickly, which we know is not possible, but we can still hope for it to happen quickly.
Around your world, there are many groups like this one who are being given the same information. All could clarify what has been said if you could all get together. I don't think that will happen, but many opportunities will arise when what is being told and taught throughout your world will come to the fore, and the peoples will know that what we bring is the truth and is brought with that great creative love of which we opened this discussion.
In the meantime, if all those groups utilize the power of their thoughts from each group, that I'm sure would be a help in the scheme of things.
My dear friend, your speak on my favorite topic, power of your thought. Yes, of course, it is powerful and should be used by you all. And I know that you here do not fully use the power of your thought. You tried when we speak about it, and then it seems to disappear from the forefront of your minds. So, dear friends, always keep it in mind that you can achieve so much with the power of thought.
Yes, and perhaps you can help us in this, Andrew. In order to achieve what you and your colleagues are attempting to achieve, what would be the best way for our thoughts to be directed? What mental words should we use? In what direction should we try and spread them?
My dear friend, I would say you need new words. Go deep within. Go to the spiritual aspect of yourself to send out that universal love. It is not necessary to use words to make connection. After all, what is thought?
Energy again?
Yes.
And of course it's our human failing to have to put everything into words.
If you so desire, then of course you can use your words, but it is not necessary.
Yeah.
I perhaps could suggest to you to make it a little easier for you. If you imagine the most powerful feeling of love that you have ever felt, and I don't mean physical love in the way you would imagine, but a deep love that comes from within. If you can recall that feeling and send it traveling, then you would be achieving the contact that you desire. That is all you need to do.
Sure.
But first simply recognize that feeling. And you all have experienced it at some point in your life.
Yes, I have.
Seek it out and remember how it felt. Then utilize it and practice with it. And you will find that you become more adept in its usage.
Okay. I'll certainly try and do that, because we're all anxious to give whatever help we can in whatever direction that is most desirable for the overall good.
If you like, you could focus on your earthly world. You all have seen photographs of it. You all know what it looks like from a distance. If that would help, then focus upon it. Benefit with that love which I have spoken of.
That's a very good suggestion, thank you.
Imagine it being bombarded with this love.
Mm-hmm.
And you can achieve much.
Yes, thank you, because that gives our human aspects something to focus upon.
Yes, it's I almost said a failing, and I apologize for that word. It is not a failing, it is just a part of your human existence.
Yes.
But try it if you will, and you may be amazed at what can be achieved.
I mean, we should certainly try it. It does give us some focal point, which as humans we all seem that we must have. Thank you for that.
Now, I will leave you this time. I envelop you all within my love. I thank you again for your gathering. I thank you for your attention. And until we meet once more, I know you will be comforted throughout your daily chores. Please make that great creative love of which we speak keep you. Mm-hmm.